Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Ben, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I really wanted to be either on the radio or have like a newspaper column.
Is that true? You really wanted to be on the radio?
Well, it was going to be like a sports talk show, nothing funny.
What about you, Chris?
I wanted to either be an astronaut or a tow truck driver.
That's kind of a big difference between the two.
Yeah, but as a kid, you don't know that.
Were those, I mean, serious. Are you actually...
No, I'm being serious. I had a long list, and those were two of the top ones.
What was it about driving a tow truck that really caught your eye?
I just thought it would be awesome just cruising around in your tow truck all day long, getting into adventures.
Chris based his tow truck ID. He thought I was going to be like Scooby-Doo. He thought he'd run into the Harlem Globetrotters sometime. I honestly believed that I was going to be a professional athlete when I was a kid. Like, I just thought I'd play wide receiver for somebody. I wasn't sure what team, but I really believed like I was going to, I had all the ability needed to be playing receiver in the NFL.
It's kind of funny because even at a young age, I knew that I was probably never going to be good enough at sports, but I love sports so much that I wanted a sports related job. And that's why I wanted to be on the radio or in a newspaper.
It's funny because now we're all pretending to be on the radio, but I wanted to be on the radio too. And that was like later in life, not when I was a kid, but later in life, I started realizing I would like to have a radio job.
Yeah.
But no, when I was a kid, I don't want to brag or anything, but I was always by far the best at sports when I was a kid.
You were kind of like Rudy. You remember the movie Rudy? Except for you're not small. Like, you're a pretty big guy, but, what you lack in talent, you make up for in heart.
Which is nothing, by the way, what I lack in talent. That's what you mean. That's the difference between me and Rudy, is Rudy didn't actually wasn't just born with, like, pure talent. So I'm like Rudy if LeBron James was Rudy, basically. That's what you're trying to say,
like,
right?
You had LeBron James' talent level, but you had the heart of Rudy.
Exactly. Which was too small for my actual body, because LeBron James is a lot bigger than Rudy, which is why I failed. Athletically, my heart was too small. That's what the doctor said.
Cardiovascular problems.
Right. They don't mean like my heart was technically too small. They mean technically, literally too small.
Yeah.
Not like that I didn't try hard enough.
Yeah.
I was like Rudy, but I didn't have the size or the skill or the heart, but I made up for it in cock. That's nothing like Rudy.
Well, didn't Rudy have like a learning disability or something like that? Wasn't he kind of retarded or something?
I don't think so. It's been a while since I've seen the movie, but I don't think so. I think he was just small. He was 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing. Not a speck of athletic ability.
Did you like the movie Rudy?
As a little guy, yeah.
Were you inspired by him? Did you think like that was what you were going to be like, except in hockey?
You know what? When I watched Rudy, it never inspired me to want to play football and be really good at it. But I do remember as a little kid watching The Karate Kid, and I immediately wanted to go take karate lessons.
I think karate lessons skyrocket. I really think, like, I don't really think this, but I wouldn't be surprised to find out that people who had to do with karate or could profit somehow from karate lessons going up had something to do with The Karate Kid. Because I guarantee they, like, went up tenfold right after The Karate Kid came out.
Oh, you know, a lot of kids went and got into karate lessons after that.
Oh, man.
You know what I didn't like about The Karate Kid as a kid? Is that Mr. Miyagi was always talking about how karate is not for tournaments, and you should never fight. And I was thinking, yes, it is. That's exactly what karate's for. You should always fight. If I knew karate, I would constantly use it to just throw my power around. Mr.
Exactly.
Miyagi just didn't understand.
No, he was not. Mr. Miyagi was not wise.
No.
He didn't understand that karate equals power.
Have you guys heard the rumor that they're supposed to be remaking The Karate Kid?
Yeah.
With Will Smith's making it.
God damn it.
With Will Smith's kid, and isn't it Jackie Chan or something?
Yeah, I think Jackie Chan is supposed to play Mr. Miyagi.
That'll Why? Be weird. Why don't they just... God damn, why do they have to remake a good movie? Like, I mean, maybe it's not a good movie, but it...
No, it's a classic. You can,
it's...
You're not going to... Okay, here's why. They're doing it for the next generations so that they have a Karate Kid. They're not getting it so that... I don't think they really think that we're going to like this Karate
Kid. It's not like Karate Kid itself was groundbreaking. It was only good because it was those actors at that time.
That's what I mean, though. But they want, I think...
Do something new.
I always think that, though. They always remake good movies, but no one remakes bad movies, you know? But it seems like those are the movies that need to be remade.
And you can't do worse. If you're remaking a bad movie, I mean, you could do worse, but your chances are...
But it would be weird better. To remake Weekend at Bernie's 2. You know what I mean? Like,
well, see, Weekend at Bernie's, that's a timeless premise.
But, I love Weekend at Bernie's. That was a good one.
But I know, but it wasn't, you couldn't remake that. It was actually good. But if you remade Weekend at Bernie's 2,
it
was bad. And if you remade Weekend at Bernie's 2, that would be weird because you're remaking a sequel to a movie that you didn't remake the beginning to. Does that make sense?
Maybe, but listen to me. What we do now, Weekend at Bernie's 3, unless there is a 3. Weekend at Bernie's 4, just to be safe.
Okay. even if we skip one, that's fine.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. We're in the 21st century now. Technology is just leaped forward since the late 80s. So now what we do is, for some reason, we have to clone Bernie.
All right.
But then the clone dies unexpectedly. So that way, the body's fresh.
Hang on, though. But wouldn't the clone have to live to be, like, 40 before it died?
Okay.
Otherwise, we'd just have, like, a baby Bernie.
Let me finish,
you know
what I mean? This is a futuristic Weekend at Bernie's. It's like Back to the Future 2 meets Weekend at Bernie's 3. And we're going to call it Weekend at Bernie's 4. There's not going to be a time machine, though. I'm just saying the future world of Back to the Future 2.
Right.
That's where we're at.
But I guess my point is, let's say we do have to clone Bernie.
We actually have to clone him to make the actors sync up. We have to clone Anthony Michael Hall or whoever the fuck was in that movie.
Jonathan Silverman.
Yeah, whatever.
Huh. I'd see that movie. I really would see that movie. I would be very excited to see Weekend at Bernie's 4 if they described it as Back to the Future 2 meets... No, wait. What did they describe it as? Weekend at Bernie's 1 meets Back to the Future 2?
And actually, I have a good premise for Weekend at Bernie's 3, so, assuming it hasn't been made yet.
Which is?
Okay. Bernie's clone travels back in time to kill the scientist who was going
to
clone
Wait, no,
him.
That has to be... Okay, let's...
That sounds like Terminator 2.
Oh, yeah, or Terminator 1.
So
when you have Weekend at Bernie's 3, you could say it's Terminator 2 meets Weekend at Bernie's 1.
No,
plus Back to the Future 2.
But then that would be 5. Are we just adding up the numbers?
Minus Weekend at Bernie's 4.
Yeah,
it would be Weekend at Bernie's. It would be Terminator 2 plus Weekend at Bernie's 2 minus Back to the Future 1.
Divided by City Slickers.
Divided by The Legend of Curly's
Gold.
That's
it. That's it. Curly turns out he was a member of Triplets. And there's one left. But this is also in the future. And he has to travel back in time to kill Bernie. Otherwise, Bernie will be cloned. And he'll go after Curly's Gold. Because Curly knows that Anthony Michael Hall is going to try to clone... The clone of Anthony Michael Hall is going to try to clone Bernie so that they can all team up together to get Curly's gold. But again,
awesome
this is Curly
movie.
From the future. He was the youngest triplet.
I am so confused.
He came out last.
So there were actually 3 Curlys. When they had triplets,
well,
they named them all Curly.
All Curly.
That's what I'm saying.
One of them was like Mo, and the other was Larry.
Oh my god, I hope this movie comes out.
Why are we making a shitty podcast when we could be making awesome movies?
No kidding. I think if we just tell everyone that Anthony Michael Hall already signed on, and then we get a bunch of other people to sign on, I bet after we get the other people, we could get Anthony Michael Hall.
Was Anthony Michael Hall even in the Bernie movies?
I don't know, but he's good. I think he was in Terminator.
Who is Anthony Michael Hall?
I don't even know.
He was the kid from 16 Candles, right?
Was he in National Lampoon's Vacation?
Yeah, the first one.
Okay, yeah, we could get him.
The correct answer of who Chris is thinking of is Andrew McCarthy.
Yes, Andrew McCarthy.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
He was the guy, he was also in Mannequin, right? Did anyone see Mannequin?
So, will that be in, like, the trailer? Andrew McCarthy from Mannequin. Jonathan Silverman from Weekend at Bernie's 1. Can you say, like, when you're making a movie, you know how you try to brag about what the movies are in? Or what movies the actors are in? Can you say, like, if you're making Weekend at Bernie's 2, can you brag about the fact that he was in Weekend at Bernie's 1?
No, I think you gotta name a complete separate franchise.
Right, okay.
He was on Caroline in the City.
There you go. So, obviously.
Yeah.
This movie's got a rep already.
I like the idea, the trend that's happening right now where they team up old movie characters whose franchises have run thin, like Freddy versus Jason,
or Alien versus Predator.
I feel like this is an idea that can be expanded.
Well, we could do that. We could just do like a me and Ben could throw out 80s movies, and then you could try to combine them. Or I guess we could all help. I don't know. Do you want to start, Ben? Do you have an 80s movie?
How about one of my favorite movies from the 80s, which is RoboCop?
All right, RoboCop. And Howard the Duck.
So, are they supposed to fight each other?
Well, that's up to us. We are.
Well, because Howard is a master of duck foo. I see Howard the Duck. He's decided to stay on Earth because there was never really anything for him back in Duck Land or wherever. And he joins the police force.
Oh, and it's like.
But he's attacked on the job. He's shot multiple times. That'll be the opening scene.
All right. Wait, so he dies right at the beginning?
Almost.
Okay.
They decide to rebuild him.
They have the technology.
And then pretty much just let your imagination do the.
See, I thought you were going a different direction. I thought you were going to say Howard the Duck decides to stay on Earth. He joins the police force, and he gets teamed up with RoboCop, and it turns into like one of those buddy comedies where, like, you know, RoboCop's like, I don't have a partner, but Howard the Duck is like kind of his wacky sidekick, and he keeps doing all these sort of.
It'd kind of be like Turner and Hooch.
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right, Ben.
Or Tango and Cash.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, that was another Jack Palance hit. I like anything with Jack Palance.
All right, well, let's do it. So wait, are we going to expand more on what this movie is? So now it's RoboDuck, basically. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, except this sounds like a terrible movie.
Yeah, I was way more excited about the first one.
All right.
You want to try one more?
Try one more.
All right, Ben. You want to start or you want me to start?
I'll start. And I'm going to throw a curveball at Chris with Dirty Dancing.
Man, I don't want to be too obvious here, but I'm going to throw out Teen Wolf 2 with Jason Bateman.
I'm going to throw a curveball and veto the Dirty Dancing choice. Because I don't think I've seen that movie.
you want me to give you another, or you got one?
I have one, possibly.
All right.
Teen Wolf meets Roadhouse. Scotty is the best cooler in the business.
Well, that's Teen Wolf 1.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
But he always does it with the wolf. And so they hire Teen Wolf, but I guess he's like 20 something wolf now. He's a little older, he's a little wiser. And his dad, he used to be a wolf cooler back in the day. And he taught him everything he knows. His dad's like the Sam Elliott character in this one. But Sam Elliott is also in this movie. Maybe Sam Elliott will just be his dad, I guess. And when they hire the Teen Wolf, because this Roadhouse is out of control.
Right.
There's bar fights every night. The blind musician kid, he can't keep order. He has to play his music behind a fence. That's how out of hand it is.
So is this in regular time? This isn't in the future or the past or anything? I just want to clear that up.
This is regular time.
Okay.
And the old cooler they had, Patrick Swayze, he died of cancer.
And so it's slightly in the future.
It's gotten out of hand since
It's
then.
Slightly in the future.
Slightly in the future. And but and also Teen Wolf has Parkinson's. So Teen Wolf, they hire Teen Wolf to bring Law and Order back to the Roadhouse, but he shows up as Scotty, this kid who's like kind of good at basketball, and he has a $9 haircut. He's got problems. He's got serious problems, and they're like, "Where's the wolf?" And he's like, "We're gonna do it without the wolf," and. You guys are going to be cool until I say it's time not to be cool. And just a little hint for you guys, I'll peel back the onion a little bit.
Okay.
When it's time to not be cool, that's when it's time to be the wolf. And you might remember in Teen Wolf, he drove around in this fucking souped up wolfmobile.
Well, it was just a van.
It was a souped up wolf van. But in this movie, he has this beat up old shitty van.
Right.
But the funny thing is, he buys that van because he knows that people are going to vandalize it while he's cooling, putting in his 8 hours cooling.
That makes sense.
But he keeps the super sweet wolf van back at the barn that he lives in.
I think a lot of these jokes are lost on me because I don't know Roadhouse that well.
See, I know Roadhouse pretty well, so... but one of my favorite lines in the movie is when he was getting stitches and the doctor asked him if he wanted anything for the pain. And he said the classic line, "Pain don't hurt." Do you think you can get that into the new movie somehow?
Like, yeah, he says, "Pain don't hurt."
How does Roadhouse end?
And the nurse is Boof. Roadhouse, this version is going to end with a basketball championship.
Because I was going
to
say.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you also, Chubbs is a bouncer.
At the end.
And the bad guy is that fucking 40-year-old dude who played for the other team.
Yeah, no kidding. That guy. At the end, I think at the end, he should actually fight someone in the basketball game, though. You know what I mean? Him and that guy should fight because he's a fighter now.
Right. And also, at some point in the bar, somebody's going to zip up their fly.
God damn it. That's the joke I was working for.
Like maybe the blind kid who plays Creedence songs.
He stands up and claps, and then he realizes that his pants are unzipped, so he zips them up.
He's going to stand up and announce to the crowd that Scotty Howard is here. You know.
So, well, this one's good. This is better than Roboduck.
Yeah, that was just a horrible
Or Duck
idea.
Cop.
Yeah, that was a miss.
So what's this one called? Road Wolf?
Wolf House.
Wolf House. So I would watch both of these movies.
The only thing that stops the cooler is a silver bullet.
Chris is talking about Coors. The wolf is an alcoholic.
Yeah, that could be a funny thing. Like somebody's like, "Hey, pass me a silver bullet," and he's like, "Huh?"
Oh man! All right. So we got two good movie premises. So I guess we'll just make these movies and attach them as files to this podcast. But we are out of time. So any last thoughts?
Good job, Chris.
All right, let's all howl on three for the end of this. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Ow, ow, ow! And by all of us, I mean, why don't you guys just sit quietly and
I knew
me
Ben
out.
Wasn't going to do it.
All right, thanks, guys. Thank you.
Remember, Bernie.
Anthony, your friend doesn't say much, does he?
Well, someone cloned him.
Oh, Bernie, you're the living end.
He's the end of living, all right.
Remember Anthony Michael Hall?
Anthony Michael Hall? From 16 Candles?
Well, Andrew McCarthy cloned him.
Anthony, don't look now, but I think we've got company.
Together, they've hatched a crazy scheme.
All we have to do is find Curly's gold and launder the money through Bernie's mob connections. Forget it, Andrew. There's no way it's gonna work. We don't have a map and Bernie's been dead for 25 years.
I'm telling you, Anthony, it's a foolproof plan, baby. I'm telling you, it's perfect.
But there's one thing they didn't count on.
I'm Curly's triplets clone from the future, and you're not gonna get my gold.
Somebody cloned Curly.
I've traveled back in time from even farther in the future to stop you city slicking bastards from stealing my gold. You want to know the secret of life? One thing. Gold. Everything else don't mean shit.
Starring Anthony Michael Hall as Andrew McCarthy.
How does Bernie still have mob connections?
Wait, what year is it?
And introducing Jonathan Silverman's clone as Anthony Michael Hall.
Wait, are you Anthony Michael Hall, or am I?
And Curly as Curly's triplets clone.
So you think you gotta launder that gold with Bernie's slick mob connections, do you? But I got one more secret to reveal. Gold don't mean shit on the stock market. Not in the future. It's all silver and commodities.
This summer, America's favorite stiff goes up against America's leatheriest cowboy. Weekend at Bernie's 3. The legend of Curly's triplets clones gold.
Do you want to know another secret of life? And from the future? Is cloning, and time travel, and lots of other futuristic things that I can't even tell you about, and everything else don't mean shit.